Chile's resources industry is being blamed for siphoning off vital water supplies for some of the country's citizens. Water is a privately owned commodity in the nation, and as Lucia Newman reports from Quiagua in northern Chile, small towns are running dry.
This is the Atacama in northern Chile, the driest desert on Earth. In it is the world's driest town, Quiagua. People from the nearby copper and saltpeter mines used to come here to relax and buy shrimp in this oasis where nearly 800 people lived. But that was years ago.
Before, the houses you see here were occupied. Now there are only one, two, three being used. There are only old people like me left.
Like everyone else, Elda's neighbor blames the mining companies for this town's decline.
Over there, we used to produce alfalfa and corn and shrimp in the river. But then the mining companies just started taking all the water. Now the little that's left is good for nothing.
Not even for the animals. 77-year-old Alejandro Sanchez trucks in water once a week for his sheep and goats.
All this used to be green, but then the mining company contaminated the lower river. After that, most people sold them their water rights and left.
Chile is one of the few countries where water is not a public resource, but private property that can be traded as a commodity. And in the mineral-rich desert north, that means towns and even cities are being sucked dry as powerful mining companies appropriate water from rivers and wells. I'm standing in an irrigation canal that used to be full of water until just a few years ago. In fact, Quiagua is a snapshot of the consequences of excessive deregulation in favor of economic expansion, often at the expense of ordinary people, especially when you're talking about water, man's most basic need after oxygen. Unbelievably, Chile's government can do almost nothing about it.
Los derechos se entregan a privado.
Water rights are given to private interests without their having responsibilities in its usage and without the state having any option to recover this resource. So the decision about whether to use water for mining or agriculture or even human consumption is not up to the state. It's a savage free market model that we inherited from the military dictatorship.
The conservative opposition in Congress won't support reform of the water law, arguing the market must regulate itself. But for people in rural areas who are struggling to hold on, the only hope is that the state will get the power to intervene and regulate water rights in favor of the common good before this place becomes a ghost town. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quiagua, Chile.